Hey friends, I'm Scott Hanselman. It's another episode of Azure Friday. I'm here with Gaurav Malhotra, and we are talking about Azure Databricks.
Yes, we are talking about Azure Databricks integration with Azure Data Factory and how you can operationalize your pipelines that are using Databricks notebooks as a step in your entire ETL or ELT workflow.
Okay, so ETL, extract,
transform and load, or extract, load, or transform. So it depends on your scenario, data integration scenario that you are targeting. So Databricks GA was announced in March, and with Databricks GA comes an ability to do ETL, ELT with Azure Data Factory. Now, Azure Databricks is a fast, easy, and collaborative Apache Spark-based analytics platform. And you can build your notebooks and you can write code in Python, Scala in that. And essentially you could shape your data, transform your data using the notebooks and the code that you have written in your notebooks. Now what we are saying with this integration with Data Factory is that not only you can ingest data from 60 plus sources that Data Factory supports today into Azure, but you can also now prep and shape the data with this Databricks integration using Data Factory, and you can essentially operationalize your pipeline end-to-end using Data Factory.
Maybe you can expand a little bit more on what that means, operationalize, like formalize and make it such that by the time it gets into the data warehouse, it's correctly shaped, appropriately joined, it's cleaned. The closer and closer it gets to the dashboard, the better looking that data has to be, the less raw.
Yes,
data is.
Exactly. So essentially, after you ingest the data in, from your data using Data Factory connectors, the data is still in its raw shape, right? So you essentially want to shape the data into a format that essentially your downstream applications can accept. Now, Databricks would allow you to do those transformation in the form of notebooks that you can write Python Scala code in that. And what we are saying is that with Data Factory, once you ingest the data, you can essentially operationalize your notebooks as a step in your pipelines as well. And not only you can operationalize, but you can monitor and manage it from a single pane of glass using your Data Factory pipelines.
Nice.
Yeah, so let's see how this can be done.
Okay.
So essentially, once you provision a Data Factory, you land onto a blade like this, and you click author and monitor, and it launches our brand new UX that we announced public preview in January of this year. Now, once you go click create pipeline, you essentially get a blank canvas with Data Factory. So this is our author tab. And you can see over here that in this blank pipeline, Databricks is one of the entity, and we have a notebook activity under Databricks. So you can essentially drag and drop this notebook activity onto the canvas. You can start to provide all the settings. So you need to first give the connection to your Azure Databricks account. So in Data Factory terms, it's called a link service. So either you can create a new one. And here, usability is again the key. So as you select options over here, so let's say you want to use the Databricks region in East US. For you to generate an auth token, we essentially have created, made this super easy for you to click these links, and we'll automatically take you to your Databricks account where you can generate the token and put it over there. As you can see that I'm on my Databricks workspace right now, and I can generate a token and just put it into my link service over here. So in for the interest of time, I've just created a link service, and you can see over here that in this case, I'm using Databricks account, my access token. I can provide whether I want to use a new cluster or an existing cluster. So in this case, I'm using a new cluster, and all the cluster versions that today Databricks support is available over here for you to select from here. You can essentially tell us the node types as well, whether you want a standard D series or whichever version you want to use, and the number of nodes that you want us to spin up for your Databricks cluster. You can also pass configurations to your Azure Databricks cluster. So in this case, I'm passing some Spark configuration, as you can see over here. And once I define my link service, then all I need to provide is the path to my notebook in my Databricks account. And this notebook, I've just created a demo notebook over there, so I'm just going to provide this path.
Are those specific to a user or an organization? Can I share them with my coworkers?
Yes. So essentially, all these notebooks are there in your Databricks workspaces, right? So you can essentially, once you provision your Databricks account and you essentially launch your workspace, every user who has access to your workspace can look at these notebooks, and you can essentially control that access as well for the users who can or cannot access these notebooks. So once these opens up, you can see that I have all my recent notebooks over here. So in this case, what I'm using is this demo notebook. Mm-hmm. And I'm not doing anything fancy over here, just grabbing some context, Spark context, and creating a data frame out of it, and mm-hmm. just displaying that data frame. So once, so I have this demo notebook over here, and I have just referred to that demo notebook in my notebook activity in Data Factory. Mm-hmm. And at this point, as you can see that my checkbox is green, I've provided all the required settings for this notebook activity. So I can now start to debug this. I can look at this and see that whether this notebook activity is correctly configured. I can essentially, I'm doing a test run to validate my notebook operationalization. So at this point, the notebook activity is in progress. And if I were to go here and look at the clusters, you will see that a job cluster is being created in Databricks right at that point. Mm. So it takes around about 4 to 5 minutes for this cluster to come up. Then your activity would execute. And how long this cluster would stay alive depends on the configuration that you have provided. You can look at your logs, the UI, the Spark UI, and all the logs in this interface as well. So what I have also done for this demo is that I've also created a pipeline where Databricks is used as a step. So you can see in this particular pipeline that I'm copying data from S3 to Blob, then I'm processing data using the notebook that I've defined in Azure Databricks. And once that processing of my customer records is done, I'm moving the data to SQL Data Warehouse. And in case of my copy fails, I'm sending a failure email. So you can see how this can be operationalized end-to-end using a Data Factory pipeline.
How did people do this before?
Yeah, so great question. So essentially, before this, people would essentially come to their notebook and they would have to write code for all of this. Mm. They can schedule it for a particular notebook to run it at a cadence. Mm-hmm. But essentially, if they wanted to ingest data from 65 plus data sources that we support today, then they will have to write custom code in order to do that. Mm. So with Data Factory comes the ability for you to ingest data at scale in a serverless fashion from 60 plus data sources that we support. And then essentially you can operationalize your notebook as a step in your Data Factory pipeline.
Right.
So you can build this complex workflow. Not only you can do that, but you can also parameterize your workflow. So in this case, I had a simple demo notebook where I was just doing some context, but I have another notebook where essentially I'm passing a parameter from my pipeline to this notebook. So you can imagine that if I'm copying data every day and I just want that particular data to be used as the data for processing in the notebook in my Azure Databricks, then I can essentially pass that as a parameter, the location of the data as a parameter to my notebook for it to grab and run for that particular day, hour, or month.
Mm-hmm. It feels like this takes the work that the data scientist is already doing in their notebooks, and like you said, it operationalizes it. It puts them in the middle of the flow more than they've ever been before.
Yes, absolutely. So this makes their job super simple, because if you think about any data scientist, and the first step that they do is that they have to grab data from a bunch of sources. So Data Factory makes that super simple for them. And after that, if they need to essentially prep the data, shape the data, they can essentially build their logic as Databricks notebooks and operationalize it as a step in their Data Factory pipeline.
Mm-hmm. And you said that they can share it with their coworkers?
Yes.
They can monitor all of this and make sure that it's succeeding or not or failing?
Yes. So as you can see over here that once this Data Factory pipeline runs, you can essentially go to your monitor tab and you can see that you can see the information about your Data Factory demo pipeline. And I can see over here that this notebook was successfully run. and I can see all the inputs that were passed to this pipeline, all the outputs, when it ran, how much duration it took. And if there was a failure, the logs would be presented to you as well.
And this is available now. People who've watched this can do this now as they... If they're watching Azure Friday, they can hit pause and set up a Databricks immediately?
Yes. So we actually published a blog last week as well on how you can do ingest, prepare, and transform using Databricks and Data Factory. And we also have documentation in our Azure documentation for Data Factory, where in one of the tutorial we talk about how you can run a Databricks notebook with the notebook activity in Data Factory. This is also linked through our overview page on our user experience. So we have featured tutorials, and you have your tutorial for how you can transform data into Azure through Databricks, and this links you directly to our Azure documentation.
Very cool. This sounds like a great new series of tools for the data scientist tool belt.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. I am learning all about how to ingest and clean my data and operationalize my notebooks here on Azure Friday.